Welcome to the podcast for Play It By Ear, the concert you are going to hear with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the TSO's resident conductor Simon Rivard, and alumni from the Second City. My name is Rachel Malik, and I work in the education department at the TSO. I hope you're as eager as I am to hear a concert all about improvisation. Improvisation is fun because it's like playing a game.
Change that, please.
Improvisation is challenging because you have to make things up on the spot.
Change that, please.
Improvisation is a way to practice your creativity.
Change that, please.
Improvisation is all about taking an idea and building on it.
That's perfect. And all of those answers were great. Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Frank, and I'll be hosting the concert. I work at the Second City, and we're an improvisational theater company.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to have you here. Can you tell us more about how theater can be created through improv?
Well, we have a bunch of different shows that we play at the Second City. Some of them are completely improvised. We start with an idea or a suggestion from an audience member, and we build on that. And then some other shows are using material that was improvised that we work over and over and over again, re-improvising and adding new variations until we lock it in as a sketch and our actors can perform it as a scripted show.
That sounds similar to the way musicians might use improvisation. Have you ever heard of a cadenza? In classical music, a cadenza is a moment when the orchestra stops playing and the soloist improvises on the theme. It requires a great amount of skill. Cadenzas used to be entirely improvised, but over time they were written down so that future musicians could perform the same improvised music that was first created by famous musicians of their time. Let's have a listen to a cadenza in Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21.
Rachel, I have a clear idea of how comedy sketches come together through improv. There's usually a simple idea or a point of view that we build on to create a story. But in music, without a story, how do you tie everything together?
That's a really good question. Similar to actors, improvising musicians need to build on what's been said, or rather, what's been played. Instead of words, a musician is working with musical phrases. They might play the phrase once to establish it for the audience, but then each time they play it anew, they'll change something. Maybe the melody gets embellished or the rhythm might be modified. This is called theme and variations.
It sounds like listening is just as important in music as it is in drama. In the same way that two actors collaborate on an idea, two musicians could do the same using variations on a theme.
Exactly. And they don't even have to be present at the same time. Oftentimes, musicians will improvise on music that another composer wrote long ago.
That sounds like you're about to segue into your next musical excerpt.
I am indeed. Here's an example by Aaron Copland called Variations on a Shaker Melody, created nearly 100 years after the original melody was written.
I hear how the composer, Aaron Copland, changed the theme in that theme and variations. I wonder, were there ever musicians who made a name for themselves performing entirely improvisational music?
You mean something like Second Symphony?
Oh, I like that idea.
Well, not really, but improvisation was a way for musicians to demonstrate their mastery of music. You've probably heard of rap battles, but musical duels have been around for a long time. Composers like Mozart or Beethoven would be asked to improvise against each other, and a crowd would decide who was best.
Speaking of improvising against, I was hoping we could play an improv game to give our listeners an idea of what the drama portion of the concert will be like. After all, there'll be four graduates of the Second City Training Center, some amazing improvisers on stage. Would you like to play, Rachel?
All right, let's try it.
Okay. Now, this game is called Word at a Time. And it's quite simple. You and I are going to tell a story. In fact, let's make it a very specific story. Let's make it a diary entry. And we're going to do it one word at a time. So I start with the first word, and you say the next word you think is the right word to say in this sentence. We're going to trust each other and build on that single idea. So why don't we start? Usually an entry in a diary starts with the two words, Dear Diary. We'll start that way, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Great.
All right. Dear
Diary.
Today,
I
went
to
the
supermarket
to
buy
some
pineapple heads.
I
thought
they
would
be
very
delicious,
but
there
were
no
ants
in
the
day.
Tomorrow,
I'll
think
about
going
to
the
store
again,
but
this
time
I
will
buy
something
more
delicious,
like
chocolate
and
ants.
Yum.
There you go. That's the game. It's fun. We don't know where it's going to go, but we build on each other's ideas. It really worked out well. Thanks for playing.
Now that was fun. Thanks for joining me today, Kevin. There'll be even more fun at our Play It By Ear concert with conductor Simon Rivard, Kevin Frank, and alumni from the Second City. We hope you're looking forward to the performance at Roy Thompson Hall. We'll see you in February when you hear this incredible music live with your very own Toronto Symphony Orchestra.